Are listening to Akashic Wisdom.
The lines are open. We're going to be taking calls tonight. You can dial in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530. We've got a lot of 530s tonight. 530-413-4520, or if you're in the San Francisco area, you can dial in directly at 415-287-0074. Now, there's four numbers, and you can choose which one you want to dial in on, and we will go from there. So tonight, again, we are working with the Akashic Records. We're talking about life tonight. We're talking about how to get clear in the here and now. One of the things that's important is that the energies for this month, these energies started. Well, they started a long time ago, but they really got intense about 6 months ago, and this is really a time of clearing. I know that's really what's happening in my life, and in many lives that I know of, and it's coming forward from the records that there are a lot of people, and we've talked about this before, so this is not really new so much, but if you've never listened before, this may help you understand what's happening in your life. It's almost like all the old structures are being torn down. It's almost like in some cases it feels like an upheaval, like even an earthquake. Like there are structures that are just falling down and being leveled. And what was true yesterday is not true today. In fact, what was true even an hour ago is not true now. And so there are energies that are shifting and changing, and it's very similar to being on shifting sands. And it puts some people very much off balance, especially those where change is happening rapidly. But what's important to really understand about the change happening so rapidly is that it's as if you it's almost like you've been preparing for this so long that and you. It's almost like you saw, this way they're explaining it is you saw the rug being pulled out from underneath you, but you didn't realize it was actually being pulled out so quickly. It's like you saw the rug going, and it was almost like your body and your mind, like your body and your mind, your body and your consciousness separated, and what seemed in your mind, or when what you're looking at was slow motion as the rug got pulled out from underneath you, in reality, it was a swift whoosh, just like somebody would take a tablecloth and swoosh it on the floor and everything with it. So it's a clean slate, a clean table. And so the idea here is that as things get dismantled, as things begin looking differently, it's absolutely imperative that we build in our hearts and build in our minds the trust that we really have been working at this for quite a while, and that this dismantling is a gift. The dismantling is a blessing. Because, and that doesn't mean that you can't have grief around it. And it doesn't mean that you can't have sadness around it. The idea here is that as the dismantling happens, it's not for you to even try to pick up the pieces. It's really about stepping over the debris and moving away from the space that you were in. I want you to think about that. It's not about picking up any pieces and trying to put anything back together. It's about literally stepping over the debris and moving away from the space you were in and not looking back. And it's not about self-recrimination of what did I do wrong. This is not about guilt, and it's not about shame. It's about leaving those emotions. But all the choices that came forward to create those emotions or those feelings, leaving them all in the debris of what you're moving away from. Because the new world is all about true love. It's about really entering in to your own power. It's about not blaming anyone for anything and taking responsibility for your own choices. And so it's very important that these days, if you're feeling out of sorts, that you really look at where your responsibility has been placed, because you can no longer put the blame on anyone. It's really about taking responsibility 100% for yourself. And taking this time for the dismantling, blessing what was, and looking forward and moving forward to what is. And when you stay in the now, when you stay in the present, you make your choices around that present that helps you move forward. What I'm rehearing was 1 minute at a time. 1 minute at a time. Now, I access the records with a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And I access the records, I open the records prior to this program. So you're welcome to call in and ask any questions that you would like and about your life, about what's happening in your restructuring, and what you can do to ease your, not pain, or it's not even discomfort. Well, I mean, it is for some people, but what the record keepers are saying, it's the uneasiness or the feeling of being off balance. So if you have questions about your world and how it's shifted and changed in the last, it could be the last 2 weeks, it could be the last 5 or 6 weeks, it could be the last 6 months. If you have questions about that and how to move forward from that, then do give us a call. Call in and ask a question, or you can email me. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay? Okay, so what I would like you to just think about is what you want to do to rebuild your life. And if you would like to talk about that, about what you want to do to rebuild your life, I'd love to talk about that. I could certainly do that. And move forward from there. You know, the idea here is that when you're in the present, you can make choices that make you feel good about you. So give a call and let's talk about that. We were talking about colors the other day and about the different vibrations of color. And how this is a total non sequitur subject right now we're talking. I'm willing to talk to anybody about anything tonight, so we can just give a call. But we're talking about colors and their vibrations and how the vibrations of color not only affect your mood, but affect your your ability to receive information. And this is very interesting because what was coming forward is that when you sit in golden light and you have the vibration of yellow around you, the yellow is a reflection of the sun, and it is an expansive color, and it's expansive information comes from that. So each person has their own color that they feel more expansive in than others. And so when someone tells you to call in the light, and I've had clients that have said, well, I don't see a white light. I see a blue light or a yellow light or something like that. That's perfectly fine. You need to be able to see the light that you see. It's not about what somebody else tells you to see, okay? So notice what your light color is. Like if you close your eyes, what light are you seeing? What light are you identifying with that allows you to become more aware and feel more open? And when you come to that light, when you actually can, and it's, sometimes people can't see it, they can only feel it. And if it's something that you can feel, notice that if you bring that color into your life in a more active way, you may want to wear a necklace with that color, or have just a piece of material in that color in your pocket, or have it in your purse, and just when you're feeling stressed, pick out the color that makes you feel the calmest. And then with that color, use that material to help you feel more grounded. So you can use color to actually expand your vibration, to ground your vibration, and as well as contract your vibration. And the other thing that's important is that what's coming forward is that people need to explore textures. What texture of material helps you feel grounded or safe? And so for those people who are feeling or have a hard time sleeping at night, what the record keepers would like to share with you is that you are to find a blanket or a piece of material or even a small stuffed animal that you can actually touch as you're going to sleep. It's a matter of touching the softness or something that feels, that helps you feel, again, secure or safe. So feel free to explore. Go to a fabric shop and begin to actually feel different materials. I mean, the difference between silk and satin, or even the difference between velour and velvet, or they have flannel, or even there's real light, soft material like for baby blankets. And so it's really important that people start nurturing. It's about nurturing yourself and surrounding yourself in the colors that feel good to you. And sometimes what we're saying is that the colors may not look good on you, but they feel good with you. So at that point, it's about going to the fabric store and looking at the different fabrics and looking at the ones that feel good and buying some of that fabric so that you can put it in your pocket, like we were saying, or put it inside your brassiere, or put it inside your pocketbook in a plastic bag that that helps you move into a space of love and nurturing. You know, many times people have a hard time staying in their bodies. And they seem to want to always go out of body. And what the record keepers have suggested is that people just get regular rocks, not crystals, but rocks that you just find on the ground, and ask their permission if they would like to be a part of your world, and then put those tiny little rocks or the small rocks in your pocket and keep them there. I mean, not heavy enough to weigh you down, but it's the essence of the rocks, that it's part of the earth that helps you ground. And so that's very important for those people who have a hard time staying in their body. It's also important to put rocks in your pocket when you go to places like New York City or San Francisco or Los Angeles. I mean, these are big, bustling metropolises, and there are lots of people walking on the street. And so for some people who are very sensitive to energy, large cities like that can be horrific because you have so many things bombarding you. And so what's being said here is that the best way to handle that is to put the rocks in your pocket. And that helps you stay grounded. And when you stay grounded, you can shield yourself better. And so it's important when you're walking in the city to put the rocks in your pocket, put your shields around you, and your awareness on high. So just, and remember that because your shields are up, it's not like your awareness is down. What your intention is to have your shields up and to literally put eyes totally surrounding you in your total peripheral vision. So front, back, side, other way. So, yeah, it's really about walking around with not only your eyes in the back of your head, but on the side of your head, looking as well as looking forward, and that's possible. And the reason you do that is so that you are aware of your surroundings, especially if you're in a place that you're not familiar with. It's not. This is not about being based in fear. This is about maintaining and welcoming awareness. There's a big difference. And if you'll notice, there's a big difference in that type of attitude. It's not at all coming from fear. It's about expanding your own awareness. Yeah, so I really want you to look at that. And again, you can certainly email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call in tonight your questions at 530-413-4511. Or 530-413-4515, 530-413-4520, or 415-287-0074. I'd like to give a nice shout-out to my friends at the Matrix Seminar in Seattle. I have some friends that are going for Certified Practitioner out there, and we wish you well. I am a Certified Practitioner of Matrix Energetics. In fact, I was the first Matrix Energetics practitioner in Ohio. So that's always a curious thing. You may find that interesting to look up matrixenergetics.com. It's a very interesting energy technology, and it's really very cutting edge. So I also I don't really talk about Matrix that much, but I also do the Matrix healings distance-wise, in fact, over the phone. So you can actually get an Akashic Record consultation as well as a Matrix Energetic session when you're feeling that your energy needs to be improved, or you have some issues going on, both, again, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and spiritual. Matrix can handle it all. So it's a wonderful combination with an Akashic Record consultation. So that's what I'd like to suggest to you. Okay, so just give me a minute here. I wanted to start talking to you. What's coming forward is a message from the Rose of Sharon. And What the record keepers would like you to consider when you're looking at the flower, at the rose, is the softness of the petals. We're going into the feelings as well, again. And notice that the petals feel just as soft, like velvet. And notice that within that beautiful flower, the thorns are there to protect the flower. And the thorns can actually be painful if you put your finger on one. They're very sharp. So one of the things that's important for you to understand, if you were to compare your life or your being with the rose, you have to really look at the beauty that you hold, the softness that is you, the expansiveness, the unblossoming that you have, the way that you started budding and then expanding and then really opening and blossoming. All the stages of your life. And what the record keepers would like you to know is that you've always had the ability to use your thorns as protection. And it's up to you to understand what your level of thorns are. In other words, like, how do you, or how, not only how do you protect yourself, but how are you, what are you willing to do to stay in your body, to maintain your own energy, and to speak your own truth? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to protect yourself? So I know that message is going out to someone. I don't know who or why, but that's the important message for the day. Okay. And now they would like to talk to you about the dragon. There's different messages here, different symbolisms that's going to be important for you. And the dragon has much to do, what they're saying is it has the fire of truth. And the dragon can not only be fierce, but gentle at the same time. So they're asking that you consider what the dragon symbol means to you. What does that dragon symbol mean? Let's go back to the message from the Akasha on being a master. The idea of becoming a master in your own life, what would have to happen for you to be able to think of yourself as a master? What would have to happen for you to be able to be willing what would have to happen for you to be willing be a master. What has prevented you from being your own master? So what would have to happen? What can you do today to help you become a master of your own domain? Well, you know, if I were to think about that question, I think what would have to happen for me is that I, and again, you know, we all are working on this. No one is perfect. So we're all working on different aspects of who we are. So as far as I know, for me, in order to be a master of my domain and the areas that I need to work on would be for me to do not only things that make me feel good about me every day more than I do, it would also be for me to start moving forward with the ideas and the promotions that will not only expand the work of the Akasha, but will also increase my business. And so it's also improving the relationships I already have. It's about really making and stepping forward and making an effort to be with friends and family more often than I have. And it's really about looking to what responsibilities that I have put on the back burner that will help me feel more productive. So those are some of the things that I went over. We're coming up with a new year here. My goodness, it's 2010, just right around the corner. So what we want to do is start looking back over the last year and looking at what we would like to do differently and what we want to do, not just differently, but bigger, better, more succinct, more productive. So do give a call in and let me know what you think about that. I'd also like your opinion. I'm thinking about changing the format of the show, and I'm thinking about having more guests on. Up to this point, I really haven't had a lot of guests. I really felt that I was serving my listeners by bringing forth messages from the Akasha. And in many cases, we would have people call in and we'd have good discussions. But what I'm realizing is that because I'm not getting a lot of calls, what I'm realizing is I may serve you better to bring more people on to give you more information on different things, not just the Akashic Records, but different things, because it may be that you would like to learn more and to learn differently, and again, or because what I need from you is feedback. And so that's one of the things that I would like to do is I think BBS Radio is wonderful about giving us suggestions for guests. So I think as the new year rolls around, I'm going to start having more guests on to chat with and talk with and then create another type of forum for you to ask questions of the Akasha that come up for you. So if you like that idea, I would love to get your feedback. You can either call in your feedback or you can email me your feedback. Yeah. So I'm having an interesting evening. As many of you or some of you know, I lost my husband 6 weeks ago. And there are times where it's hard for me. And there are times where I feel very human, at the same time extremely spiritual. But it's still sometimes very hard to talk about life and about love and about what's important. So what I'm going to do now is give everyone a chance to call in. I'd love to talk to you. If, in fact, you don't want to talk, that's just fine with me. But I'm going to go. I'd love to talk to you, so here's your opportunity. I'm going to shut the show down a half an hour early because I really like to talk to people. However, I will keep the show going if you call in and talk to me. So I'm going to give the numbers one more time. And then I will just have a recorded show on from that point forward, or we'll just have music, unless you'd like to call and talk. My telephone number is 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520 or 415-287-0074. So there's your phone numbers. And if you'd like to talk to me offline, and let's say there's a time that you'd rather than talking on the air, you'd like to talk to me personally, that's just fine. My telephone number is 216-691-1233. So I'm just going to talk to you folks for a few more minutes, and then we're going to sign off if no one wants to call in. That's just fine. I'm being led to talk to you tonight now about kids with special needs and kids that have either autism or learning disabilities. And what I'm hearing is that that there are special agreements, there's special souls' intentions. Each time a child comes in to a family, and that soul intention, when that child comes in, is an agreement not only between the mom and the dad, but the agreement is between the mom and the dad and the siblings, as well as the aunts, uncles, and grandparents, as well as any friends that are a part of that family's life. And so that child with special needs is actually a blessing and has the ability to teach the family multiple lessons, not only just on a daily basis, but on a deep level, on many, many levels. It has, the child has agreed to come in with special needs to assist the family and friends from a non-judgmental point of view, from an unconditional love point of view, from a place of understanding what nurturing is, from a place of understanding what patience is, from a place of not only for the family, but it's also for the individual soul's expression to experience the constriction as well as the expansion of being an individual with special needs. And so there is an expansiveness to this. There is an expansiveness of thought. Even when it's, thought is possibly the wrong word. It's an expansiveness of consciousness. And so the child that is born with special needs has an awareness that is greater than anything that we know. It's as if the child's awareness is so large that they cannot contain it in words. They can't box it into a word. What they observe, they can't even put to words. Have you ever noticed a beautiful little child that just looks around and watches things on the ceiling and watches things around people, and their eyes are just moving all around? And those children, okay, that have the special needs or are just curious and really they see things. Those the children who are blessings. I mean, all children are blessings. But the idea here is that we as parents and aunts, uncles, and grandparents need to really embrace that child with special needs. And really, almost silently, as well as verbally, welcome them to the planet. And let them know how much they are loved. And let them know how welcome they are and how much they're appreciated. I mean, that's actually an important aspect to do with all children. So that's something that you really want to look at. Next week, actually, we're going to be working with deepening your connection with the divine. And so next week we're going to do an audio workbook kind of a messaging type situation where we're going to ask you to get your journals out, and we're going to do a little bit of a sample workshop over the air. We're going to have it's like a preview of what's coming up in January. We're going to have an actual series called Deepening Your Connection to the Divine. We've got a little bit of a sample going on next week. So get your journals ready, and we can move into that space. And then when we do that workshop or that program, we may have a guest. And for a part of the time, and part of time, do the workbook. So, as a little sample, so that's something for you to consider. In fact, it's something really important for you to consider. What is your connection with the divine? What's your true connection with the divine? You feel, and there's many people out there that feel unworthy to truly connect with the divine. And there's other people who think they're really connected to the divine, but have an underlying either fear or lack of trust, or are working off a belief system that says either they're not good enough or that they're a sinner. So they feel judged. So why don't you think about what your connection is with the divine and how you would like to improve it. And feel free to email me questions for the show next week. You know, you can email me a question for the show anytime you want, whenever it comes to you. And again, the email is info@akashicwisdom.com. So consider that. How would you like to deepen your connection to the divine? And what would you like to accomplish with that? What is your current belief of your connection? And what would you like to move it to? Yeah. So, I want to just talk a moment about love for a moment. We're going to talk about love. and the definition of what love is. So, as you think about that, think about how would, if you were someone to ask, how would you define your personal love of self? How would you define that? How would you define how you show yourself you love you? What? What would you do with that? Yeah. What would be the most important thing for you to move into? To actually define your love of self? It's interesting, you know, we were talking about the Rose of Sharon, and so as we're talking here, I just looked up what is the Rose of Sharon, or just looked up Rose of Sharon, and I did not know this, but that Jesus was actually referred to as the Rose, well, he is symbolically referred to as the Rose of Sharon, although it's nowhere written in the New Testament that he is the Rose of Sharon. But the actual verse about the Rose of Sharon comes from the Song of Solomon, and it's from the Old Testament. It's, I am the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valleys. And so the idea here is that if you look at the actual rose, you would see that inside is red. And the way it's supposed to, I guess, symbolically talk about or be the where about his crucifixion. So it's very interesting. And they're also talking about that the rose is considered to be the most perfect of all flowers. So that's why Jesus was considered the Rose of Sharon, because he was the most perfect of all human beings, because of his true nature and perfect love that he has. And what this article is actually saying is, by using the rose flower as a visual symbolism of Jesus' love for us, we can better appreciate or see what God is trying to tell us in the personal love relationship that he wants to establish with each and every one of us. He wants us to realize how special his love is for us, and that he wants more than anything to be able to enter into this personal love relationship with each one of us. Now, that's very interesting because, you know, as you folks know, I'm Jewish, so this is very interesting information. But it's really important that we look at what our own symbology is all about. What is our symbology about? That's something you might want to look at. But the Rose of Sharon is a very interesting concept. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I love you all. I would have loved to talk to some of you, but it looks like you are more interested in listening, and I love that. That's beautiful. But I really wanted to have a conversation with someone tonight. So I'm going to sign off and let the music play. And if you would like to talk to me again, you certainly can. You can call me personally at 216-691-1233. But for tonight, I'm going to sign off. I love you all. I'll be talking to you next week about deepening your connection with the divine. And again, for those people who would like to understand more about the Akashic Records, I'm going to be doing a workshop the 19th and 20th to teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And just as a comment, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we do is we help people understand about their life and how their life can be better. And that's what we do. We talk about that. We talk about guidance, and we talk about how to use the energy of the Akasha in every area of your life, from business to personal to relationships to healing to relationships with animals, as well as the planet and trees. So in the workshop, I teach you how to work with the energy of the Akasha to help your life in every area of your life. And so, and that's what a consultation does too. I mean, again, if you would like to know more about having a personal consultation, you certainly can do that. And you can email me again at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can go ahead and email me for that information. I'll be happy to send it to you. One of the things that's important to understand is that for the holiday season, I understand that people's finances can be a little compromised. So what I'm going to be offering is half-hour consultations, which will cut the price definitely almost in half. And you really want to take a look at that. And if that is of interest to you, please give a call. We can typically handle about one, possibly two questions in a half an hour consultation. So, again, you can call me and I can give you information about that at 216-691-1233. So, we're happy to get that going for you. And, so we can move in and see if that works for you. Okay? So, we are coming to the end of the show, and we are about 5 minutes out. So I want to thank the Master. I'm going to close the show now. So I want to thank the Masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show for tonight, for December 7th, 2009, are closed. Have a great week, everyone, and look for miracles all around you. This is Donna Fox saying good night.